When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
It's Bing Crosby and the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, and Bing's guests, the great and groovy group, the King Cole Trio. What are you going to sing as an opener, Bing?
Sentimental Journey.
Is this trip really necessary?
Go sit in the corner and count up to 50.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, I long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. I never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take this sentimental journey, sentimental journey home.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, I got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back.
I never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take this sentimental journey, sentimental journey home, journey home, journey home.
Comes now my chatty colleague with a slight side trip into more material matters.
In the spring, they might say, a young man's fancy also lightly turns to thoughts of a cool, crisp salad. Yes, and so does everyone else's. So Mom make a note to serve salads oftener than ever. Fresh fruit salads garnished with greens. Shimmering gelatin molds are now and then a hearty potato salad. They're delicious and great good health builders. Of course, as you know, the dressing really makes any salad. So top them off with America's favorite, Miracle Whip. Made by a secret recipe, Miracle Whip combines the qualities of zesty boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. It has a lively yet delicate flavor that simply can't be copied. It has a matchless smooth texture, too, because of a special beater exclusively Kraft's. Like millions of others, you'll prefer the one and only Miracle Whip.
Irving Berlin is surely the supreme bard of the kind of a ballad that America takes to its heart and remembers. With his newest, All of My Life, I feel he's done it again. And if you make adequate allowances for my delivery, I think you'll concur.
I just want the right to love you all of my life. Just the right to take care of you all of my life. I just want the right to be near you always to be there, sharing every care and stress. Life can be as simple as a nursery rhyme. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all of the time. Long as I may live, I just want the right to give all of my love with all my heart for all of my life. Simple as a nursery rhyme. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all of the time. Long as I may live, I just want the right to give all of my love with all of my heart for all of my life.
A very lacy and very provocative introduction. Something highly interesting must be going to ensue here. Oh, it's Jeannie Baird's number. Well, pardon, mademoiselle. Je suis de Melville.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamps down low, beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a forest on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light.
Très charmant, Eugénie. I loved every note of it. Now I'd like to cut in and join up with the charioteers in one of their most felicitous offerings, the soothing southern lullaby, Kentucky Babe.
Skeeters am a-hummin' on the honeysuckle vine.
Sweet Kentucky Babe.
Sandman am a coming to this little babe of mine.
Sleep, Kentucky babe.
Silvery moon am shining in the heavens up above. Bobolink am pining for his little lady love.
You is mighty lucky, babe of old Kentucky. No star rising sleep will fly away.
Oh, fly away, fly away, Kentucky babe. Fly away to rest. Little curly head on your mammy's breast.
Recently, that tremendous threesome, the King Cole Trio, kicked up such a happy storm here in the hall that we inked them for an early return. The boys are back, and they're about to turn their unique talents to a ditty which is one of their newest recordings. And may I say, when these lads wax one, it is well waxed. It's called If You Can't Smile and Say Yes, Please Don't Cry and Say No. Go.
What you saying? Don't you know the war's on? Everything is rationed. How about that jive? Keep me alive. Baby, let bygones be bygones. 'Cause men are scarce as nylons. And if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no.
I'm an old trio man myself. Possibly you've heard of our trio, the old rhythm boys.
Could have. What kind of stuff did you kick around?
Oh, we were clear out of this American world, King, really. Highly hip stuff like, man, the sun goes down, the tide goes down, the dark is gathered around the end, they all begin to shout. You're going to cut in someplace here, aren't you?
Hillbilly stuff, huh?
No,
Hillbilly King. We were a smash with Georgia Brown. We were a riot in Rochester with Georgia Brown.
No kidding.
Just took 4 bows on Hissing alone. I'll never forget.
Wow. Well, George has changed a lot since then.
Georgia Brown has?
Yes, yes. He has. Yes, you wouldn't know her now. Care to hear about her?
Well, I'm yours till 6:30, King. I've nowhere to go. Leave us to hear your new pianistic comment on the gorgeous Georgia, huh? Arrangement we used in 1930. You just picked it up a little, didn't you? Well, thanks anyhow, King Cole Trio, and come again. And now half a mo while we turn to a bit of information which vitally concerns us all.
Our American women have long been famous for their great talent when it comes to entertaining, both formally and informally. They've had a way of making their guests feel at home, of serving them good food, beautifully prepared. Even during these war years, the tradition of hospitality has been gallantly carried on. Rationing, shortages, busier days didn't stop Mrs. America. Women everywhere have simply found new ways to use the foods available. And more than ever, salads have come into their own. Now, whether it's company salad or the family favorite, the very best salads are made with Miracle Whip as the dressing. Millions prefer it. You see, Miracle Whip has a wonderful flavor because it's made from a special craft recipe that gives it a zesty, different taste. Not too sharp, not too bland, it's just exactly right. A flavor that belongs to Miracle Whip alone. And its texture is a special, too. It's smooth, satin smooth, due to a beater patented by Kraft. Yes, Miracle Whip is most certainly America's favorite salad dressing. The one and only Miracle Whip.
Our random browsing in the realm of yesterday's hit songs led us for this week's medley to a brace of tunes created by two of the outstanding collaborators of the mid-30s, lyricist Matt Gordon and composer Harry Revell. These melodies were featured in a Pixies Paramount pick with the vital title, We're Not Dressing.
Or The Reluctant Nudists.
You misconstrue, Kennedy.
Oh, I'm just jesting, babe.
Yeah, but just barely.
By the way, were you the hero in this aesthetic triumph?
Aesthetic, did you say? The word is anesthetic.
Oh.
I did figure somewhat in the plot, though, Ken. At the time, I really couldn't see why they wanted me for something called We're Not Dressing.
Oh, Naive lad, weren't you?
Well, I've never been known as the Lucius Beebe of the baritone. Never.
Well, you'll need to apologize, Bing, but there, I mustn't be caddish,
that
must
Lucius
I?
Lucius apologize. I
all right. I'll do better to follow the spirit of the first medley melody, Love Thy Neighbor.
Love thy neighbor. Walk up and say, how be you? Gee, but I'm glad to see you, pal. How's tricks? What's new? Love thy neighbor. Offer to share his burden. Tell him to say the word and you will see him through. Especially if there should be a beautiful chick next door. Just say to that girl next door, now don't think I'm bold, but my mother told me to love thy neighbor, and you will find your labor a great deal easier. Life will be breezier if you love thy neighbor.
What with retrospect, nostalgia, and all that, Kenneth, I think fondly of that bygone cinema. The action, you know, took place on a beautiful yacht. Lots of songs, music, a modicum of merriment. All aboard one happy little craft.
Oh, craft as in music hall, huh, Bing, me lad?
You intended that as a joke, I take it, eh?
Well, I guess I did kind of stoop for that one.
You didn't quite make it.
I suppose this film was back in the days when you were always being shipwrecked on a desert island somewhere.
Kenneth, you were not less than clairvoyant, and all we had to eat was clams, and I was the only one who could build a fire. Scout's honor.
All in all, you had quite a clam bake.
Oh, this boy refuses to give up. You're punching tonight, Kenneth. You're punching.
May I be the only one to say I really fell in love the day I first set eyes on you. May I, with your very kind permission, could I tell you that my one ambition is to share a love affair with you. Here I wait. Do give me a chance. Do tell me my fate. What is your answer? May I hold you to my heart and pray I will be there beside you when they bridegroom and bride you. May I hear you say, I do.
I recall, Ken, that in the big shipwreck scene, I got to save a $5 million heiress.
Well, Natch, the hero has all the luck.
And there was a couple of guys who salvaged a case of rye.
Hubba, hubba.
Hubba, hubba.
I thought you were the hero.
Things were different then. And don't tell me you don't remember either.
Dimly, Bing. Just dimly. You know, it seems to me there was a trained bear in that plot.
There was.
Somewhere.
There certainly was. And Bruin was really a character. This bear's name was Droopy.
Oh, you mean this animal actually played a role?
Yes, he did.
How?
Oh, if there was a lull, why, he'd just come nosing around. Sort of a Bob Hope partridge.
Good night. Lovely little lady, I must say adieu to you and your loveliness. Good night, lovely little lady. makes me grieve to leave the charms you possess. For when you are gone, my dear, how lonely it seems. But we'll meet again, my dear, on a pillow of love, 'neath a blanket of dreams. So farewell, lovely little lady.
Does it for this evening's goings-on in the hall, friends. We'll be up and doing the ensuing Thursday with the pleasant addition of an old playmate of ours, the cyclonic, not to say the cataclysmic, singing comedian, Whispering Cass Daly. Adios.
Craft Music Hall next Thursday Eve at the same time with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird and the Charioteers. And Bing will sing, among other tunes, My Mother's Waltz. And our special guest will be Paramount's comedy star, Cass Daly. For hurry-up meals and quick company treats, here's a sure bet. Serve Pabstet, the delicious cheese food. Enjoy Pabstet's mellow cheddar cheese goodness in sandwiches and salads. Serve slices of Pabstet with pie and fruit desserts. And see what a swell sauce Pabstet makes for egg and macaroni dishes. Pabstet is nourishing, digestible, comes in two delicious varieties, golden Pabstet and pimento Pabstet. Buy both kinds. Add Pabstet cheddar cheese food to your shopping list tomorrow. This is the National Broadcasting Company.